Phoenix Audio presents
Skymasters by Dale Brown. Tell me this is some April Fool's joke, sir, Lieutenant Colonel Patrick McClanahan said to Brigadier General John Ormack. And with all due respect, of course, I'll beat your face in. John Ormack, the deputy commander of the High Technology Aerospace Weapons Center, nicknamed Hawk, the Air Force's most secret flight test center, didn't have to look at the wide grin on McClanahan's face to know that he wasn't seriously threatening anyone. "No joke, Patrick," Ormack said. "Don't ask me how, but General Elliott got one of the first B-2A test articles assigned to his Strategic Air Reserve fleet here at Dreamland."
"But they just made the B-2 operational," McClanahan pointed out. "They don't have that many out there. What are we doing with one?"
"Knowing the boss, he put the squeeze on Systems Command to begin more advanced weapons tests on the B-2, in case they begin full-scale deployment," Ormack replied. "I know he was pushing the shifts from nuclear to conventional strategy," Ormack went on. "It was hard to sell the B-2 as a conventional weapons platform, that is, until Brad Elliott spoke up. He wants to turn this B-2 into another mega-fortress, a flying battleship. Of course, we needed a senior project officer with bomber experience, a warped imagination, and a real bulldog attitude. Naturally, we thought of Patrick McClanahan."
McClanahan was speechless, which made Ormack smile even more. Ormack was an Air Force Academy graduate, although he was a command pilot with several thousand hours flying time. He was more at home in a laboratory or in front of a computer console. It was refreshing to work with someone like Patrick. McClanahan was unlike anyone else at the High Technology Aerospace Weapons Center. He wasn't an Academy grad, not an engineer, not a test pilot. He was simply a hard-working, efficient aviator. McClanahan was the best radar bombardier in the United States.